When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, I know you downloaded this expecting maybe like a full-fledged show, you know, an hour and a half of us giving you this, the best
servant,
we can do.
The hottest content.
Because no one throws jokes the way this show does. We're just chucking them left and right and then left again.
Yeah, your arm's tired at the end of the day from chucking them jokes all day.
Tell you, my back gets tired from carrying the two of you guys everywhere
chucking
we go.
Jokes. I thought you said choking so jokes.
That's all. That was solid.
Hey,
that
one. Hey,
yeah.
Man, you have been on fire lately.
Man.
It's crazy.
Dude, keep her. She hasn't been sleeping.
That's true.
No, yeah. I'm delirious.
Yeah.
That's
you know
what?
But it's making you really good at your job. Most people, like if you were a surgeon or a pilot or something, I'd say you absolutely have to sleep to do a good job. But it turns out that you personally do better here.
Yeah.
Again, I think about that all the time when we come in sleep deprived and terrible at our jobs. And I go, wow, I hope other people are better at their jobs, like pilots, than we are at what
we
do.
More responsible.
Yeah.
With their job.
Well, to be fair, it also took a lot more for them to get to where they are. Like a pilot had to go to school and like do hours and stuff with an instructor.
Right.
You know what happened to me? They gave me one day of training, and then they're like, "All right, don't say the F word."
I know,
and that was it.
So
that
true.
Was my whole training.
You know how it happened for me?
Huh?
You'll do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, you know what's so funny? The other day, there was a group of high school kids in here.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, this isn't what this was supposed to be, but we're here now. There was a group of high school kids taking a tour of the studio, and one of our coworkers had just gotten done talking to them, and then they snagged me on my way, like, to and from the printer or something. And they're like, "Hey, talk to these kids." They're like, "So how'd you get your start in radio?" I was like, "Oh, well, I won a contest." And they're like, "Really?" I was like, "Yeah." And they're like, "The guy who just talked before you won a contest, and
stop
that's how
it.
He got." So apparently, that's just how we hire people now. You just have to win a contest.
It's an old radio trick.
It's a joke, is what it is.
Well, don't be telling everyone our secrets. Don't be airing the dirty laundry.
Don't bother sending a resume. You'll just have to get up and, like, I don't know. All I did was tell a joke about a really long night I had in Park City one night.
Uh-huh.
Too inappropriate for this, but.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's not what we were here for.
No, we're here to let you know that since we're taking a few days off, that means the podcast will be taking a few days off, including Saturday morning cereal. We just ran out of time. I'll take the blame. I got to be on the road. There is a snowstorm coming.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in the car longer with my family than I have to.
We were supposed to have, we were supposed to have a little extra time to do all this stuff. We had scheduled it, and then John's like, "No, I'm leaving early now."
Uh-huh.
So you know how that is.
And everyone had to change their schedule.
Yeah.
Because I'm a prima
donna. I know. You had to beg us to
Such
sleep in tomorrow.
Diva.
I know. So instead, are we going to attach these podcasts, or are we just telling people go back and look for these podcasts?
No, just go back and, I mean, look for,
we had a few that we wanted to share with you, like, hey, if maybe you're new or it's been a while, one of the podcasts you should go back and listen to is the International Half of Pancakes.
That's the title.
Which was...
that's one you're going to hang your hat on, huh?
I was pretty proud of that one.
Yeah, I think that one was like back in October.
We got sidetracked by doing our Barcelona.
Well, because I don't even remember the context. We'd have to go back and listen to it. But somehow you said Barcelona. I'm like, excuse me.
Barcelona. And then we just ran.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
I'm going to take you to Barcelona. I'm going to introduce you to the International Half of Pancakes.
Yeah. So it was fun. I know as we describe it right now, it sounds terrible. But
yeah.
It's better than
that. I know.
That.
You guys really, I'm not selling it.
No, we're really
I thought that was funny. One of my favorites. And now that it's over, I can laugh about it. But, the episode is called Spray the Walls.
Oh.
Mm.
And it was a story. Jonna Monroe, during the show, had told the most embarrassing thing that had ever happened to them.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, how about you? Or the most embarrassing thing that had happened recently to you. I go, I've got a story, but I can't tell it on air because the FCC frowns on these sort of things.
And let me tell you, I'm glad you didn't tell it on air.
But it was so funny.
Mm-hmm.
I hooked it up to my Bluetooth speaker at the Salt Lake International Airport as we were waiting to get on our plane to Hawaii.
No, but here's the thing, too. So it was like the most embarrassing thing. Go back and listen to that episode. Yeah. Just scroll through until you find it. Spray the Walls. It was... it was really fun because we had a label executive in.
Oh, yeah.
Like one of the most important people in the music industry in our building.
Yeah.
Sitting down, and John starts playing that for him. This is the first time I had ever met this person. And after John's done playing it, I have to turn to this person and say, hi, it's nice to meet you. I'm Jackson. I know we haven't been introduced before, so I'm glad that that's how we started. Really cool, bro.
Man, even his face was like, why would you ever make me listen to that here now?
Yeah, but like, yeah, that's so inappropriate. So it's a story. It's an accidental. It was a bathroom accident story.
Yeah.
Oh, it was, we posted that 4 months ago.
Oh,
so
wow, it's been 4 months.
I know, it's crazy. Yeah. So go. You're going to have to scroll a little bit for it, but it's worth it.
All right, so go back, listen to some old episodes. We'll be back with brand new stuff next week. And if you have not done so yet, we'd be really thankful if you would give us a positive review, subscribe, and give us a rating. Like, that stuff just helps our show continue on. All right, thank you, bye.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.